你们在一起真是令人愉快的事情。
I have considered this to be more of an international weekend as I spent Friday night with my grandkids up at Niagara Falls. And for those of you who have been there, you know that there's probably every nationality under the sun that goes to visit the falls. So I heard Chinese, American, English, I saw Europeans, I saw a lot of Indians this time from India. Pakistani, Middle East, South American, African, and so the world is getting very small these days.
那我认为这个周末真是一个国际性的周末。我周五的时候去访问去游览尼亚加拉大瀑布，我看到了来自各国各地的人，有很多的印度人，有很多的巴基斯坦人，大家讲中文的，讲英语的，讲各种语言的，各地人都有。
You got a good memory. Yesterday I had the great pleasure of spending time with the Slavic Pentecostal Youth Conference that's using our church.
昨天的话我
Slavic Pentecostal Youth, the Russians.
昨天呢就是我那个与来自俄罗斯的那些青年组的人一起在我们教会。
And that will be continuing tonight. You're welcome to come and see. It's a very interesting way of doing church.
那我今天晚上我们依然会继续进行，你们欢迎你们来参加。你们看可以看到，那是一个非常有趣的形式，作为教会。
Both because the whole service is in Ukrainian.
因为两个原因，一个是原因他们用的是乌克兰语。
And because it's Pentecostal.
而且他们是就是这个就是五旬节这种。
And then today, obviously, I have the opportunity to be with you.
而今天呢，那当然了，我今天有机会跟你们在一起。
And this morning with the larger congregation in the church.
而且早上更早的时候，我在大教会与一个更大的会众在一起。
I've been talking to Jojo quite a bit.
我最近跟 Jojo 常常。
And I'm very blessed that he's here with you. He is a great man of God.
我觉得这是神的祝福啊，他真是一个。好弟兄，他与我们是同在。
But one of the things we continue to wonder is what is going to go on in heaven when we all get there speaking different languages.
那有一件事情我一直很好奇，当我们都到了天堂的时候，我们都说不同的语言，将会发生什么事情？
And after hearing you sing and worship,
那听到你们说话，你们的敬拜。
And after hearing the Ukrainian Slavs worship.Yesterday.
那昨天听到了他们用乌克兰语来敬拜。
English just seems so flat to me.
英语就觉得太平淡了。
So I wish I could speak a different language, but I cannot.
那我真希望我能说一个不同的语言，但是我现在不行。
Before we start,
咱们开始。
Do we have any teachers here?
我们有没有教师
？Can our teachers stand up?
老师
，professors, teachers. You got a
few
here, right?、
Whoa,
there we go. There we go.Now, let me try this one. Do you have any students in here?
那有同学学生吗
？High school, college.
高中生，大学生。
Whoa. Everybody's getting ready to go back to school now. Everybody's probably back to school now, right?
现在正是大家回到学校的时候。
Can I say a prayer for all of you?
能让我们你们祷告一下吗
？Father God.
天父啊。
We thank you for the process of education.
我们向为教育的主向你感谢。
Where one person would just deign to lead another person closer to you, Father.
能够让一个人带领另一个人能够与你更亲近。
In the Hebrew, the word disciple means a learner, one who will learn.
希伯来语里面门徒教的意思是学习者。
And the teacher is one who gives knowledge.
教师是教予知识的人。
So, Father, I thank you today for the teachers in the room who have spent a lifetime preparing to give knowledge to others.
主啊，我为着今天在这个房间中的教师向你献上感谢，他们用一生的时间准备来教育别人。
And I pray for all these young minds, Father.
我也为那些年轻的人向你献上祷告。
That are hungry.
他们能够饥渴的。
Hungry to know more things.
他们能够饥渴地学习更多的东西
Hungry to know you better
能够更饥渴地去更认识你
Give them a wonderful year.
让他们有一个美好的一年。
And may you be glorified in their educational studies.
愿你的名能够荣耀在他们的学习和教育过程中。
In your son's name.
因你圣子的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You may sit.
请坐。
I never know what all these wires are.
找不到这些电线。
This one's the Chinese to English one. I don't need that right now.
这个是就是中翻英的，现在暂时不需要。
All right. I want to talk to you today.
我今天想跟你们讲的是
about contentment.
关于满足。
This comes out of my recent vacation.
那来自于我最近的一个度假的经验。
Where I spent a week in Ithaca, New York.
那我用了一周的时间在伊萨卡度过。
In Taganic, is that the right saying? Is that how you say it? Taganic State Park.
一个 Taganic
州立
公园。
And I went tent camping with my family.
我去跟我的家人一起来就是宿营露营。
Has anybody ever tent camped before?
你们有没有露营过？
I didn't take a bath or a shower for 5 days.
我五天都没有洗澡或者是冲凉。
Don't worry, I've taken one since.
不要担心。
I'm okay now.
我现在已经洗过了。
But for 5 days, I let my beard grow.
那有五天呢，我就让我的胡子。
And for 5 days, I didn't change clothes.
五天我就没有换衣服。
I slept in the same clothes.
我睡觉也穿着同样的衣服。
Don't tell anybody, okay?
你们别再多说了，好吧
？I had a tent that was a smaller tent with 3 people could fit in: myself, my wife, and my granddaughter.
我住在一个很小的一个帐篷里面，有三个人住在里面，我太太和我的孙女。
And it rained one night.
有一天下雨了，晚上。
And the water came, even though we had all the tent stuff, protection and things, the water still got in the tent.
虽然我们有一些保护措施，但是雨水依然是进入这个帐篷里。
And I looked across and I saw my daughter and her family.
那我看过去，发现我女儿和他们全家呢。
And they had this big, fancy tent.
他们有一个很大的、很
They were like
特别的
playing in there.
他们在里面可以玩耍。
Having tea in there.
他们可以在里面坐喝茶。
And they were dry as a bone.
他们干的特别干，干的像个骨头。
Now one of those tents was content.
那个他们那些有一个帐篷是满足的。
And one of those tents was very discontent.
另外一个帐篷呢，其实又不是很满足。
I'll let you guess which was which.
我要让你猜一下哪个是哪一个。
And the scripture today in Philippians.
那今天在腓立比书的经文里面。
Basically talks to us about this question: Where do you live?
Do
you live in the discontent? Or do you live in content?
那你在你的生命之中，你是居住在这个满足之中呢，还是居住在不满足之中
？A book I was reading some time ago, I would commend to you.
那我曾经向你们推荐过一本书，我也读过。
Is called A Rare Jewel of Christian Contentment.
是一本叫做讲。基督徒的满足是一本很少见啊。OK.
How we doing? Okay.
Yeah. Very well. 少有的珠宝。基督徒满足的少有的珠，珍贵的珠宝。
But Jeremy, you mentioned with me.
Yeah. The 作者就是 Jeremiah
Burroughs.
Burroughs.
It was written in the early part of the 16th century.
他在那个是十六世纪早期写的书。
And it's a great study that deals with why some people are content and some aren't.
他讲的是为什么有些人是满足的，有些人不满足。
Paul says in Philippians, you can turn with me to Philippians 4.
那保罗在腓立比书说到，请大家翻到腓立比书四章。
11.
第十一节。
Is where we start.
那我们开始。
I know it's in here.
我知道它就在这儿。
Paul's epistles is to say General Electric Power Company. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. 4:11.
Okay, 第四章十一节。
This is the Apostle Paul.
这是保使徒保罗说的话。
I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了的。
I know what it is to be in need.
我知道如何处卑贱。
And I know, for I have learned, I'm sorry, I lost my place. For I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances.
对，都可以知，无论什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会的。
I know what it is to be in need.
我知道如何储备钱。
And I know what it is to have plenty.
我也知道如何储丰富。
And I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation.
我或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。
Whether well fed.
或饱足。
Or hungry.
或饥饿。
Which I've probably never known hunger. Some of you may have.
其实我可能一直都没有知道什么是饥饿的。
I live in a country that has stressed so much that I have never been hungry.
我在这个国家丰富之丰富，我从来都不知道什么叫饥饿。
Whether living in plenty.
或有余。
Or living in want.
或缺乏。
I can do all this.
随时随在
through him who gives me strength.
都得了秘诀，我靠着那加给我力量，凡事都能做。
First, we need to understand what this great gift called contentment is.
首先，我们要领会这个一个伟大的礼物满足是什么意思。
And to understand that, some of us need to learn what it's not.
那要理解什么是满足，先要理解什么是不满足。
It's not about simply containing your emotions.
那并不是说简单的讲，就是使我们的情绪控制得好。
It's not about suppressing bad feelings.
而也不是说是抑制不好的感觉。
It's not about being what the Greeks call a stoic.
也不是说是那个希腊人说的那种斯多伊克的那种学派的。
It's not about simply fucking up, as the expression is, and just bearing with it.
也不是说就是愣坚持着那种就是硬挺着的。
There's an old story about a Spartan boy. He was a young Spartan boy. Have you heard this one?
你们有没有听过一个斯巴达克的一个小孩
the Spartans were known for their manliness.
那斯巴顿这种民族就是以他们这个非常的男性化英勇而名。
Some suggest that they were the most efficient army on the planet that ever was.
他们被传是这个世界上曾经出现过最有效的效率最高的军队。
Now this boy had found a baby fox.
Fox, okay. 他找到一个小狐狸。
It's hard to translate English when you speak from New York. I got a New York accent. So this boy had found a fox.
这个小孩子找到一个小狐狸。
And he wasn't supposed to have the fox, so he put him inside his coat or his shirt.
他其实不应该拥有这个小狐狸，所以就把它放到了自己的衣服里面。
And they all were asked to come in formation with their spears and their shields And the young boy sat there like this.
他们被召集要站队，然后呢，他们要有各种的，就是这个盾矛都要握在手里面。
And the little fox started to eat through his stomach.
那这个小狐狸呢，就开始咬他，就是咬他的肚子。
Under the rules of the Spartans,
在斯巴达这种规矩里面
，this young boy was not allowed to let anybody know that he was hurting.
那这个小男孩。应该是不让任何人知道他实际上是在受伤。
He could not cry out.
他不能够叫出来。
He could not break ranks. Excuse me, ranks. Could get out of line.
不能够这个出队。
That's not content.
这个不是我们说的吗
？That's not what we're talking about.
这不是我们讲的。
Contentment is not about faking that you're happy.
满足并不是说你认为你很高兴。
Godly contentment that Paul is talking about is not putting on masks.
那保罗这里所讲的神意指的这个满足，不是说戴上面具。
Quite clearly, the Bible teaches us to be expressive with our emotions.
那其实非常明显的，圣经教导我们要让我们。很直接地表达我们的感情。
In Romans 12:15, it tells us we should rejoice with those who rejoice.
罗马书十二章十五节讲到我们要喜乐。
And we are supposed to mourn with those who mourn.
我们应该与哀哭的同哀伤。
So it's not about putting down our feelings or pretending that we don't feel them.
而他讲的不是说我们把自己真实的感情压抑，然后假装一种感情。
The art of contentment is not about suppressing our feelings.
所以满足的艺术不在于压抑感情。
God wants you to feel what you're feeling. He wants you to use your senses.
神是想让我们真实的感受到我们的感情，然后去运用我们的感知。
If you're suffering,
如果你痛苦受罪。
If you're in a wet tent,
如果你在一个湿的帐篷里面
he wants you to feel all those experiences because he's giving them to you or allowing you to have them.
他就是让你能够允许你能够表达你的这种经历和感受，因为他是允许这样发生。
And in the midst of all that, you're allowed to complain to God.
在这个过程中，你是可以向神就是抱怨。
If we look at the Psalms, they're full of David's complaints to God.
如果你看诗篇的话，在那里有非常多的大卫王的这种抱怨的诗篇诗歌。
Some people prefer to suffer in silence rather than tell what's going on.
有些人呢，他们更情愿是安静的，就是忍受痛苦，而不喜欢说出来。
Contentment is not suffering in silence.
满足呢，而不是说是要自己受罪。
Contentment is not pretending that something isn't there.
满足不是说装着那一些不好的事情没有发生。
And it's also not being ignorant purposely.
也不是说特意的忽略。
Or unaware of your circumstances.
不是说特意的装作不知道。
Faith. Our belief in Jesus Christ.And our practice of Christianity should always heighten our senses, make us more aware.
那我们对耶稣基督的信仰，我们的信心其实应该更加的使我们对我们自己的感觉更敏锐。
So when Paul says to be content in all circumstances, he's not asking you to just pretend like things aren't good.
所以保罗说，不管是任何情况下，你都要满足，不是说让你装作满足。
Secondly,
第二点
well, let me go back to the firstly.
那我就先回到一下第一点
A lot of times in church, people will come to church and they get all dressed up.
那很多人来教会都要着装整齐
And they shave.
他们挂胡子
And they do take showers.
他们确实也洗冲凉洗澡
And they put on their best face.
他们把自己最好的表情展现
And they get here.
他们来到这里
And they are all smiles.
他们都很微笑着。
But they just had a fight with their wife.
但他们刚跟自己的妻子打过架。
Or they just found out some really bad news, you know.
而他们可能也许在家里面刚听到非常差的消息。
The day before, their whole financial circumstances turned around for the worse.
也许正是因为离婚的原因什么的。
And yet when they come to church, you couldn't tell.
那当他们来到教会呢，你却看不出来。
That's not contentment.
那不是满足。
That's not Christian contentment.
不是基督徒的满足。
That's being fake.
那是假的。
It's also not about maintaining your status quo. Contentment's not about, well, I'm where I am, so I might as well get used to it.
那满足也不是说是就是维持现状而已。那我现在在这里呢，我就这样子好。
It's not about quietly suffering in silence.
那也不是说是安静无语的忍受痛苦。
Well, God just might want me to hang in there, and He's putting me through this.
而就是说，就在想神把我安排在这个境遇中，我就这样子经过好了。
God doesn't want you to be stuck in circumstances that you're miserable and suffering.
神其实不是想让我们在我们受痛苦的经历之中
困住
不出来。
God wants you to actively push through.
神不是，这不是神的心意。神想让我们积极主动的去突破。
He wants you to walk through suffering and circumstances.
他想我们能够走出困境。
So you can learn from those things.
从而我们可以从中学习。
So for you to say I'm supposed to be stuck in this because God has me stuck here, no, you can still do stuff. You can still work your way out of it.
所以不是说我们可以认为神是让我在这里困住的，其实应该我们要去突破。
When Paul was talking about, I have plenty and I have need and I have been content in all circumstances, he's not talking about being able to handle everything. He's talking differently. He's not talking about that. He's not saying I can handle it.
那其实保罗说他可以处丰富、处贫乏、缺乏，他其实不是讲说他可以解决好这些事情，他不是说他能解决好。
And since I'm the men's pastor, one of my duties here at Eastern Hills is as men's pastor.
那这几年我一直是作为就是我们弟兄的这个牧师。
Men can be very good sometimes at not doing stuff.
那男人的时候呢，就是说很多时候
I would venture to say we're almost experts sometimes.
那时候我们可以说是不作为的专家。
So usually when you are in a problem, a lot of times the men will say.Let's just wait.
那如果你要有些什么问题的话，你可能就说，那我们等一下吧。
Inactivity is not contentment.
不作为不是满足。
At the very least,
至少
God requires from us in those kind of circumstances to be actively listening to Him.
那至少在那些情况下，我们要积极的。神需要我们能够让我们去听神是怎么。
That doesn't mean we walk along. Just, well, God will talk to me when He wants to talk to me.
而不是说简单的说我就是自己走来走去的说，觉得认为神他想跟我说话的时候，他自然会跟我说话。
We have to seek Him.
我们必须追寻他。
We have to listen very carefully.
我们必须仔细的听。
And we have to really get quiet.
我们必须去安静下来。
So there is stuff you can do.
所以我们可以做一些事情。
Contentment can be very, very active.
那满足应当是可以非常积极。
And we can gain new perspectives as we move out in order to try to gain new perspectives.
那我们可以获得新的视角，我们其实可以努力的走出去，获得新的视角。
Okay, we live in America, so this third one's tough. Difficult.
那我们在美国生活，我们想先讲一下什么是困难。
You will never, ever find contentment, Christian godly contentment, by attaining more stuff.
你永远不会做有那种就是虔诚的属神的这种满足，而因为你得到更多的东西。
It has become a national pastime in America.
那其实这个是作为一个全国的一个美国的一个消遣。
To accumulate that.
而是去积累财富。
the gaining and gathering of junk, as my granddaughter calls it.
那那些获得和积蓄垃圾, 那我孙女是这么说的。
One of the great sins of America, I am convinced.
那我自己很确信的是, 美国一个最大的这个罪之一就是,
is the unbridled collecting and accumulating of material things.
是那种就是, 没有节制的这种, 收集东西的这种,
I have probably 15 pairs of shoes.
我大概有15双鞋。
Now, if you see my wife, don't mention this to her.
那不要跟我谈。
She's got rooms full of shoes.
好几房间的鞋。
Now, I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, especially the ladies today.
我并不是向这些女士们这个指责的。
But I know some of you out there have a lot of shoes.
但是我知道你们当中有很多人有很多的鞋。
Americans collect anything and everything.
那美国人就是积攒所有的东西。
We collected beanie babies. How many people have beanie babies? I used to have all these old beanie babies in things in plastic.
Beanie babies.
Come on, get with it. Beanie babies. What else have I collected too much of? Baseball cards.
我也攒了很多的这个棒球的卡。
Baseball cards. But my mother threw all my good ones out.
她把所有的好的都扔了。
Mickey Mantle, all the good ones. So she just threw them out.
把所有的好的都扔了。
People save everything in America.
真是在美国人们存留下来所有东西。
What are they trying to do? I mean, they're trying to make themselves happy. They're trying to find contentment through stuff.
他们试图通过物质来寻找满足。
You've heard the story, the one who dies with all the most toys wins. Have you heard that? The one who dies with the most toys.
那些有最多的玩具的那个人就是要死掉。
Wins. So you get boats, you get a motorcycle, you get a jet ski, you get 20 jackets, you get 30 pairs of pants. My son-in-law collects sneakers.
那我就是你有那个船，你有这个滑雪的这个装备，你有滑雪的这些车，你有什么20件衬这个西服这个三双鞋，反正我这个我女婿有很多的鞋。
Sneakers.
Yeah, 有很多的跑鞋。
He's got a wall in his house, the whole room is sneakers.
他在整幢房子一面墙上全都是这个很多的跑鞋。
He thinks it's an investment.
他认为这是投资。
I told him that you lose the investment if you wear them.
你要穿他们的话，你就失去了你的投资。
They have become used at that point.
他们就被用过。
Yeah, I can throw stones, but I also collect stuff. I have books.
我可以指责别人，但是我自己也是在攒很多东西，特别是说是很多书。
If I bring one more book into my house,
如果我带更多另外一本书到我的房子里面，
this is a little one.
这是一本小的。
My wife will kill me.
我老婆就杀了。
So if you want to have a Christian book and you don't have it or own it, come to me because I probably have it.
如果你想有一本读一本关于基督信仰的书的话，
but the trade-off has been my whole cellar is full of books. My whole basement.
我的整个地下室 全是书。
But I'm not content because of all the books.
但是我因为这些书我并不满足。
I convince people I'm just collecting. We use the fancy word. I'm collecting.
我只是说我在收藏。
We're collectors.
我们是收藏家。
There's a show that's become, a TV show that's become very popular.
有一个电视节目非常的流行。
Have you seen these hoarding shows? Where they hoard stuff? They have tons of the same thing. Could be anything.
那你看过那个就是说搜囤积的东西的这个
Now, not only in America are we hoarding stuff,
不只是美国人在囤积东西
collecting stuff, gathering all this stuff,
收集收藏这些东西
but we're making TV shows about it.
我们用这个电视节目来宣传。
On a mission that my daughter went on to Africa.
那我一个女儿，我女儿去非洲的一个宣教的工作。
She told me that this little boy.
她告诉我有一个小孩。
Who was approximately 10 years old.
大概十岁左右。
No parents.
没有父母。
Just used to be hanging out all the time in the street.
这大概经常在街上游荡。
Had one thing.
只有一样东西。
He had a pair of pants, plus a pair of pants.
他肯定。
No shoes.
他有一双裤子
No shirt
没有鞋没有衬衫
He had a plate
他有一个盘子
Just a plate
只有一个盘子
One possession
只有一个拥有的
And he was so happy
他却如此的高兴
All the time Content in all circumstances
一直在任何情况下都很满足
Just to see another day
就是说只是看到新的一天就会很高兴
When men from this church go down to different places to do mission trips, and they see how little people have.
那当从这个教会拆派出去到各地去做宣教工作的人，看到当地人有那么少的东西。
It often takes a lot of time just to counsel them when they get back because they become so overwhelmed.
那甚至他们回来的时候都要对他们进行心理辅导，因为他们真的是心理上大。
Have you ever helped somebody move from one house to another?
你们有没有帮一个人从一个房子搬到另一个房子？
A good friend of mine,
一个我的好朋友
had three giant tractor trailers.
那有三个巨大的这个卡车的。
That took us like three or four days to
车厢。那
to take you moving to Michigan.
三四天来搬家。
He had one whole tractor trailer. I don't know what they cost to rent. You probably know better than me.
那他们就有一整的这个卡车车厢。
Just for toys.
全是玩具。
For his four kids.
四个孩子的玩具。
I keep, you know, if I ever move.
如果我要搬家的话。
I've been at my same house since 1988, so that's a few years.
在我现在的房子已经。
22 years, 23 years. I still have stuff packed from the last time I moved.
那我依然还有我上一次搬家的时候的东西。
It's time to get rid of that stuff.
现在要清理这些东西的时候。
I don't find contentment in those things.
我在这些东西上找不到满足。
Nor do I find contentment in hanging on to those things.
那我也
just the opposite.
持那些东西，拥有那些东西，也不让我满足。
Just the opposite.
恰恰相反。
Paul tells us in 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 8.
保罗在提摩太前书第六章跟我们讲。
You're not going to find contentment in things.
你们在事物上不会找到满足。
If you have food and clothing,
如果你有衣食
you should be content.
就应该满足。
That's what Paul said.
这是保罗说的。
Get food and clothes.
有食物有衣服。
I've never been without food.
我从来都没有缺过食物。
I've never been without clothes.
我从来没有缺过衣服。
And I think most people in America are the same way.
我想大多数美国人都是这样子。
It's true that in some places in the world there are troubles of those natures, but hopefully we're making inroads on those things.
但是在其他世界其他的国家应该也有。
Hebrews 13:5.
希伯来书第十三章五节
tells us to be content with what we have.
也告诉我们要以自己所有的而满足。
So if it's not the containment of our emotions, and it's not, go ahead, I'm sorry.
因为它不是我们情绪的这个控制。
And it's not about maintaining our situation as it is.
而不是说只是保持现状。
And it's not about getting more stuff.
而也不是说获得更多的物质。
What is content?
什么是满足呢
？This jewel is such a rare thing that we're looking for.
那这就是我们非常这就是珠宝，我们叫寻找的珍宝。
Well, Philippians 4 that we read before.
我们刚刚读的腓立比书四章
tells us very clearly there's something you have to learn.
那我们要学习的东西。
You're not born being content.
我们不是生来就满足的。
It's something that Paul had to learn and you have to learn.
那这是保罗我们都要学习的。
Persecution. Was Paul persecuted?
Paul 是不是被迫害了？
Was he flogged?
他是不是被鞭打了？
Was he jailed?
是不是被监狱？
Was he dragged out into the streets?
他是不是被在街上拖来拖去？
Was he belittled constantly?
他被蔑视。
Was he run out of towns?
他是不是要逃出城去？
Was he beaten several times?
他是不是多次被打？
I've never been stoned. He was stoned, wasn't he?
我从来没有被石头打，他曾经被石头打。
He went hungry.
他饥饿过。
He had all these experiences.
他经历过这些。
And yet he can say he was content.
他说，甚至可以说我他是满足的。
He says, I learned to be content.
我学到了满足。
There's an old movie. It's not a good movie, so I shouldn't recommend it to you. It's called Animal House.
这有一个电影叫。
It's about college and it talks about hazing, that thing where you know guys go through hazing thing, and one of the things is that they get paddled. In the old days they used to paddle.
Hazing,
spanking.
Spanking is a sport. Being beaten.
Being beaten.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, on purpose.
男生被打。
That's not a sport, but not yet. Who knows? Who knows? But in Animal House, the guy says, "Thank you, sir. Can I have another?" Wow. Every time he's hit.Thank you, can I have another? Thank you, can I have another? That's almost what Christians do when God gives us tough times. Say, thank you, Lord, can I have some more suffering? Because suffering is helping me to grow. Contentment and learning to be content can actually be very painful.
满足通过学习来满足是会比较痛苦。
There's an old man who once said, I've never complained about any condition except when my feet were bare and I had no money to buy shoes.
那有些人说我从来都没有不满足过，但只是我的这个我光着脚没有鞋。
But then I met a man who had no feet.
然后我又看到了另外一个人说就是没有脚。
And I became contented with no shoes.
那我遇到了这个人之后，我就又觉得没有鞋也是值得可以满足。
A few years ago, we had a gentleman come to Eastern Hills.
那几年前有一个先生，他来到东山教会。
Whose name is Nick Vukovich.
他的名字叫做 Nick Vukovich.
And if you remember Nick, he was born a thalidomide baby, and he has no arms.Or legs, just kind of flippers on each.
那他这个人是天生下来就没有胳膊。
And yet, he can surf.
但是他依然可以浮式。
And he was jumping off the table in the sanctuary and doing all kinds of wonderful things.
他可以站到在那个主堂的桌子上，然后做一些非常让人。
And was one of the most content men I've ever met.
那真是我遇到过最满足的人了。
Blessed and happy to be sharing what God was doing in his life.
就非常满足的向众人分享神在他生命中的作为。
Sharing what even he had learned.
分享他学到的东西。
When I left that night.
那我那晚离开的时候。
On the way home, I said to myself, I have no right to complain about anything.
那他，我就在说，我真的是没有权利去抱怨任何事情。
And it's almost as if it was an exclamation point.
那对我来说就是一个转折的点。
Flight 3408 went down that night.
那一天那个408航班就是失事了，现在。
And many lives were lost
多的生命丧失。
I don't think the people who lost their loved ones cared about the stuff anymore.
那我想那些失去生命的亲人，他们一定不是在更多的在乎这些东西。
Contentment's not about our circumstances.
满足也不是说与周围的环境有关。
I have been in positions where I have made a lot of money, and I've been in positions where I didn't make much money. Personally,
我曾经去过一些做过一些职位，我有很多钱，但我也做过一些职位，没有很多钱。
And you may have been in similar circumstances.
也许你也是有相同的经历。
When you're between jobs and lost a job sometime.
当你没有工作的时候。
That's the time often when you learn the most.
那正是你学习最多的时候。
You learn most about yourself.
你像关于你自己学的。
You learn most about God.
你关于神你学的最多。
And you also learn how to be content.
那你而且学到了如何做满足。
There's an old prayer that I used to say during the bad times.
那在很困难的时候，我会说一些，我会这样祷告。
It's basically, Lord, can I have some things?
基本上是主啊，我能获得一些东西吗
？But don't give me too much.
但不要给我太多。
Lest I squander those things away.
不然的话，我可能把它们浪费掉。
And forget about you.
而忘记你。
Because we seem to walk with God closer when we're hurt.
那其实我们看起来，当我们受伤的时候，与神更同行，同行更近。当我们有缺乏的时候。
But Lord, I ask that you don't give me so little.
但主啊，我也不要求你不要给我太少。
That would cause me to dishonor you in some way.
那使得我
steal, cheat somebody, lie.
辱没你的名，比如说去偷窃、抢盗。
Contentment's a gift.
满足是一个礼物。
It comes from Christ.
来自于基督。
And it's learned over time.
通过时间学习到。
Can you sit there and say to yourself that there doesn't matter if good or bad things happen to me, I will still be the same person?
那你坐在那里能不能说，不论好事坏事发生在我身上，我都能够做相同的人？
And in the movie Facing the Giants, it's a football movie.
那一个就是一个关于足球的美式足球的一个电影，叫做《面对巨人》。
He said, "I will glorify God when I win."
那他说我赢的时候我会荣耀神。
And I will give glory to God when I lose.
那我当我输的时候，我要把荣耀归给神。
The glory to God doesn't depend on the circumstances.
那归给神的荣耀，
we give glory.
依于情。
We give glory to God in all things.
要把所有的感谢和荣耀归给神。
I can develop, you can develop contentment, this real heart, this inner heart submission.
我们在我们的心里面可以发展出这个满足。
This precious contentment.
这个宝贵的满足感。
When you realize that God has a plan for you.
而这个时候就是当你意识到神为你有一个计划。
All these brothers and sisters, look around.
我们看看左右自己的弟兄姐妹。
God has a plan for each one of you.
神对你们每一个人都有一个计划，每一个人都不一样。
The fun is trying to find out the plan sometimes, isn't it?
最有意思的就是能够找出这个计划。
But to walk the way God would like you to walk.It's going to be individual for each person. Your contentment is not going to be based upon all walking the same way. If I do it this way, then I'm going to be okay.
那这个满足并不是说我们都要用相同的方式行走，其实都是不同的形式，每个人都不同。
God loves diversity.
神喜爱多样性。
That's where we started.
这就是我们如何开始。
The point is God has a plan for you.
但是神为你有一个特别的计划。
It requires me to give Jesus the wheel. You ever hear that country western song? I know it's probably not big in here.
你没有听过这个一个乡村音乐啊？
The Christian girl, she sang, "Jesus, take the wheel."
她说就是耶稣啊，你来开车。
Sometimes I feel like that when my wife is driving.
那有时候说
Jesus, take the wheel.
我太太在开车。
guys have trouble letting go of the wheel. Jesus has to be in charge of your life. He has to be
guiding.
To be content, you have to settle the ownership issue.
所以要满足我们必须要满就是解决这个 所有权的问题。
Who owns your life?
谁拥有你的生命?
But some people just say, who's your daddy?
谁是你的家, 爸爸?
God.
神。
He owns your life.
他拥有你的生命。
You're not going to be content until you get that straight.
那如果你不满足,
so you might as well just say, okay, I give up. It's all you.
如果说这点想不通的话,
we keep wanting to sit on the throne that belongs to God. Get off of the throne. It is the ability to say, I'm not that good.
That
gives you freedom to become content. So can you say, I am nothing in myself, as we conclude this session today? Can you say, I am nothing in and of myself? Christ is all and everything. I don't deserve anything. What I have obtained from God, I don't deserve. I can do nothing. Apart from Christ,
离开耶稣,
I am by nature a sinner.
我本质上,
I can be made useful only with Him.
我只有与他同在的时候,
and if I was to actually die right now, right here in front of you,
如果我现在在你们面前死掉,
nothing is lost.
没有任何东西损失,
except me.
只是我自己的生命。
Even then, hopefully I'll be in heaven with God.
在那个时候我真的希望我能够去。
God will raise somebody else right up.
然后他会让更多的人起来。
Contentment is never about adding stuff.
满足永远都不是说增加什么东西。
It's about subtracting little by little. Everything that Paul said he did, he took away everything from him. He ran the race and threw everything off that hindered him. Michelangelo said it best. He said, people saw this rock and they said, that's an angel? He said, yes, I'm going to chip away everything that's not an angel. We need to chip away everything that's not Jesus Christ in us. Throw off everything that's not Christ. It's all about subtraction. Contentment is subtraction.
满足就是一个减法。我们比如说要在石头上刻出天使来，我们肯定要刻出剔除那些不属这个天使形象的。所以满足就是做减法。We
have to fasten our attention on what we have.
那我们要把我们的注意力投入在我们拥有的东西上。Not
the stuff.
不是物质,
but the person.
而是人。
We're content because we live with Christ. So pick your tent. You want to be sour and grumpy and discontent and have rain on you? Or do you want to live a life of peacefulness in God? I think there's a Bible story about that. You okay? You okay? Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for today, and I thank you for all that you do to make us content. I thank you for all that you give us. I thank you, Father, that you take away the stuff from us that is not looking like you. I ask, Father, that you bless every person in here that they would know contentment. And that they would know you and you fully crucified, Father. The richness of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. 美好的信息，我们一起起立唱回应。